You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to episode number 34 of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. If you are an entrepreneur, a course creator, or coach who spent a lot of time and energy into creating a great course or group program that gets your clients results, but for some reason the sales aren't rolling in like you've planned, whether it's through your launches or your automated funnel, then this episode is for you. Like you, I've been right there where I was sold the dream to create an offer once and make money from it over and over again. But the dream did not become a reality until I figured out the fact that the hardest part wasn't creating the course. The hardest part was actually mastering and creating a system for my marketing and sales that's going to get me paid daily with my programs and my courses. And so a lot of us, what we tend to do when, you know, we do that initial launch and we make some sales, whether it's 5 people, 10 people, et cetera, we then relaunch our programs or we automate the process and it doesn't really happen. What we tend to do is we then start going down that comparison rabbit hole, right? Looking at other people, wondering like what they're doing differently. We start tweaking our modules, re-recording our course to see if that's the reason why, fiddling with our prices, because we feel like, hey, you know, people aren't really buying because of this, right? And I know why you decided to create this program, right? You wanted to be able to serve more people while also having more freedom and reclaiming your time, right? You love the work you do. You love helping others, but you also want more financial freedom and more time freedom, more space to really do what you want to do with your life and have more balance, right? Because we didn't start our businesses. We didn't go into entrepreneurship just to create another job, right? And that's the beauty of what we get to experience as entrepreneurs. We get to create the flexibility and we get to design our lives and our businesses in the way that we want. And so I want to take a moment to celebrate you on taking action. You are ahead of most of the people in your industry right now because you actually took action and launched your course. So let's take a moment to celebrate you because I don't think we do that enough, right? Just getting your program out there, just getting your course created and out there is just beautiful already in itself. So take a moment to pat yourself on the back, okay? Now I have some good news for you if this is where you are. In this episode, I'm gonna cover 5 mistakes you're probably making to help you along your journey. But most importantly, I've actually decided to create a podcast series called the Get Paid Series, completely for free. You don't need to opt in for anything. It's gonna be delivered to you right here on this podcast. And it's for coaches, course creators, and entrepreneurs who have a course or a program and want to learn how to get clients and get paid consistently with their online courses and programs, okay? So it's a 3-part series where I'm sharing with you 3 specific things to help you get results. Number one, I'm gonna show you how to find your people, okay? Number 2, I'm gonna show you how to speak and write to those people so that they can actually take action. And number 3, I'm gonna show you how to get leads and sales on autopilot so you can watch the sales roll in every day for your program, okay? Again, there's no need to sign up for the Get Paid series. You just have to subscribe to this podcast if you're not already and stay tuned for the next episode where we'll start with find your people, okay? How to find your people, all right? So let's dive into today's episode because I wanna talk about these core mistakes that's costing you a ton of money and that's keeping you from making the sales that you want with your course. And this will act as a foundational conversation for you to prep some things so that, and I'll give you a little homework at the end of this episode so that you can be ready for the series, okay? So let's talk about these 5 mistakes that is costing you some coin, okay? Mistake number 1 that everyone is probably making is that their messaging is not clear enough. Now, I want to be clear. Your messaging should be clear overall as a business owner for your business so that you can get clients and get paid easily, whether you're servicing people one-on-one, through services, or through digital offers or digital products, okay? So I want to be very clear. But specifically, if you are launching and creating group offers, what ends up happening is a lot of people don't realize that the conversation that you're having with clients one-on-one to sell them a one-on-one offer is different when you're doing one to many, right? Again, your messaging should be clear for your business so people know exactly who you are, how you can help them, and what results you deliver, right? That should be a thing that you do for your business in general if you want to make money, right? But what I find is that when people are transitioning from one-on-one to one-to-many, their messaging isn't as clear as they thought it was, and so they don't take the time to clarify it. And so what usually ends up happening is I have a client that actually experienced this where she only sold high ticket offers. And so when she finally launched her course, I think it was $2,000, there were people in her community who was waiting for a community-based program, a step-by-step program like this, that jumped on it. So her first launch, easily five figures, right? But her second and third launch, she did not make five figures from those launches. And she thought it was her program, right? She thought it was all these different things like the name of the program, the pricing. And it really ended up being two things, which I'm going to cover those two in this episode. But the first one was her messaging was unclear. Because you see, when you're talking to people one-on-one, you can tailor the sales pitch and the conversation, and you can show them your process one-on-one because you're talking about their specific problems, right? Even if you're solving the exact same problem for your clients in your one-on-one work, right? Which most of us are, the way that the person is receiving it is different because based on what they're telling you, you can relay back to them in a way that makes them comfortable for them to make that buying decision, right? But when you are doing it from one to many, it's kind of hard because you don't talk to these people individually, right? You're doing webinars, you're doing challenges, you're doing general events where you're calling people into your world. And so it is important for your message to be crystal clear, because when it is not, again, it should be in general, but when it's not, it becomes harder to create things like those challenges, to write that copy, to create that content, and most importantly, to deliver that pitch that says, hey, I can actually help you, right? And so the biggest mistakes that I see people make is not having clear enough messaging and going out there and never tweaking it and tweaking other things that really won't move the needle in your business. So if you're binge watching Netflix, if you're wasting time tweaking your prices, if you're playing around with adding features and other things on your sales page, it's really not going to make a difference. Get back to understanding the clarity that you need to have for your messaging in order to call those people in. And we'll talk about that in our Get Paid series. We'll deep dive into that in one of the episodes, but I want to just highlight that for you. So how do you know if your messaging is not working, right? You're talking about your program, you're selling it, you're creating content around it, and you're not getting the conversions that you want, right? And so an example of this is if you have a sales page for your program, which I hope you do, your course, and you drive traffic to it, let's say you get 1,000 visits a week for your, let's say you're just doing organic, for example, you get 1,000 visits to the sales page and you only get one conversion, there is something wrong with your messaging. Not just the sales page, your messaging overall. Something on your page is telling 999 people that they're not ready. Something is not getting them to the place of seeing the possibility that this could happen for them, okay? So that's one way to look at it, right? If you're getting people reach out like, oh my gosh, this sounds so amazing, but they're not following through. If you're, posting and people aren't engaging in the way where you give them a CTA to like comment or anything like that, then you might need to fix that, right? And there could be other reasons, right? Because the algorithm does not favor us as business owners. We just got to keep showing up. But what I'm saying is, let's just say for email marketing, which is a more secure place, if you're emailing folks and no one's clicking, no one's replying, no one's doing anything that you're asking them to do, then something needs to be changed, right? Now, I want to say a caveat to this, especially with email marketing. If you haven't been emailing people and now you're asking them to take action, it might take some time. Just want to put that out there. But in conclusion, for this message, for this point, you want to make sure that your messaging is super clear. Mistake number two that you might be making is you haven't actually launched a program yet. I see this a lot where people go straight to evergreen, and I know that there's a ton of programs out there on how to do that, but here's my belief. Launches do three most important things for you. It builds your brand, your notoriety, it builds your audience, and it builds your bank account. And so it also gives you enough data for you to create a funnel that's actually going to convert. And usually what happens, even if your funnel does convert, it won't convert to the level that it would have had you launched your program and the market tells you what it needs. And what I love about launching is that, besides the three things I mentioned, is that you get to test and tweak things that you normally wouldn't do in a funnel. Because with a funnel, time, right? Time and numbers, right? Everything is time and numbers, actually, whether it's launch or a funnel. But what I'm trying to say is, like, how much traffic you're driving to the funnel, how much time are people taking in those emails and in the conversion event, all the things. Like, those things are automated and they're kind of a little bit slower, right? But if in a launch, different phases of the launch tell you different things, right? In your pre-launch, in your priming, like how are people engaging with a certain thing, a certain freebie, in the launch itself, how many people are signing up and showing up for the engagement, the enrollment event, like what's happening. And when you do launches, you can test different enrollment events, right? I'm obsessed with webinars, but I have clients who only do challenges because they love that. They love that daily thing that they're doing with people and their people love it, right? So you got to test these different things out. And usually people don't actually launch, right? Like I mentioned earlier about my client who had that first five-figure launch, it was just through emails. And while there's nothing wrong with that, that is a launch, a form of a launch, a silent launch. She was selling to people who already knew her, right? And she kept selling to people who already knew her because she had built this massive list. But the thing is, when you launch, you're also pulling in, not you're re-engaging your current audience, but you're pulling in new folks into your world and showing them, especially the people with the most urgent needs, right? I love this about launching is that it's, I like to say, you're hosting a concert, right? There's a massive crowd of people that you could be talking to. That's your everyday marketing. A launch is where you're pulling the right people who are ready to have that like pointed conversation with you backstage, and you're having a little party and you're engaging with them. That's your launch, right? And so what I love about launching is the person who was actively seeking the solution that you provide is going to be like, oh my gosh, they're hosting a webinar about this problem. I got to get on there, right? Because now you're talking to a room full of people for the most part, when done correctly, who are really primed and ready for the work, right? And even if they weren't primed, like even if they're like, I'm having this problem, I don't know what's going on, I've been trying different things. When you're launching, your priming work that you do allows people to get the awareness that they need to get about the gaps that they're missing in order for them to make that buying decision eventually here, okay? And so that's one of the reasons why you need to launch. So if you haven't launched a program fully yet, if you haven't, you've launched, but like you were just really throwing spaghetti on a wall and you didn't have a real strategy, I encourage you to do that, because when you do that, you'll see a difference in the way that your automations and your funnel goes, okay? Mistake number three that you're probably making is that you're relying on your webinar and sales conversation to get the conversion. While yes, these places are where the conversions happen, the truth is that your marketing should be doing the heavy lifting for you, right? From the moment that someone lands on whatever platform that you're connecting with them on, from the moment that they meet you, they're making a decision. Do I follow? Do I like? Do I comment, right? Do I opt in? And so people are making decisions with you from the beginning, and it is your job to utilize your marketing to help them be aware of all the things they need to be aware of so they can make those buying decisions when they're ready, right? We often rely on our webinar to do the heavy lifting, and what usually happens, especially for most people, is that they get a bunch of signups, people show up, but then they don't make the sales, right? And there's other factors to this. Again, it could be the topic, how you're teaching, your messaging, all of that. But what I find is even if you have a crappy presentation, and I've sat through some crappy presentations where people make a ton of money, what they did really well was that they really focused on their marketing being the breadcrumbs. They prime people, right? Even when they weren't launching, they're like priming people for their offer. They're kind of getting people in a place that when they are launching and they're doing their pre-launch work and all the other steps, that people are kind of ready. They're revved up to go, right? And so when we don't have, those breadcrumbs, it makes it a lot harder for us when it comes to the pitches that we're making in our webinars, our challenges, et cetera. And even in our sales conversations, like if you've ever had, so here's an example. I used to live stream a lot. And what usually ends up happening is that people would watch like 3 to 4 live streams, get on a call, and they're like, yeah, I just want to talk to you to see what options are available. Like, I don't even need you to pitch me. I'm ready. I'm sold, right? And that's because my live streams, when I did those live streams, I do more reels now, but my live streams were really focused on speaking to exactly what they needed to hear. Not to convince them, but I was teaching and sharing exactly what they needed to hear. And it acted as a breadcrumb that no matter what video they watched, right, it led them to the path of wanting to make a decision to solve the problem, right? A lot of us aren't doing that. Another example I want to give you in a real world example is this. You know how when you go to the mall and the kiosk people are always like, hey, you want to try this mask? Let me put on your makeup. You want to try this blow dryer? Blah, blah, blah. And you're always like, no, like I wasn't even ready for that. Leave me alone. I'm not here for that. Right. But imagine if you walk into the mall, let's say it's this group always stops me. It's like this gold. I don't have any hair, so I never get pitched any hair things. But it's like the gold mask. I don't know if you like we all seen them, but there's this one in our mall here where they sell like gold mask and skincare. Imagine if I walked into the mall And the first sign that I see the moment I open the door is a beautiful sign about how they're offering like a free facial or a free mask, right? In kiosk number 11, for example. And then I walk a few steps, further out, and I see another one talking about the benefits of using a gold mask to illuminate my skin and get my skin care to be better. Then I walk a little bit further and I see another sign that talks about how my makeup could be laid because, when I take care of my skin, everything else looks amazing. Like if you want to have like filter light skin, for example, you know what I mean? They're speaking my language. And then I walk to one more before I get to the kiosk and they give me another benefit, right? Then I get to the kiosk. Imagine how I would feel when the person stopped me and say, "Hey, would you like to try a gold mask?" I'm like, "Yeah, girl." You know why? Because they left the breadcrumbs for me. They've primed me. They've educated me a little bit. They got me to feel something that by the time I got there, her ass was like, "Yeah, of course, girl. I've known you for all my life," right? Whereas when you're not doing that in your marketing in general, but most importantly for your program, when it comes to your ass, it just feels off. Even if it's an automated webinar and you're not doing it live, like it does feel off when the upfront marketing, where the people are meeting you, is not like focused on priming them to make that decision. And what I mean by that is not like you're constantly saying, "Listen, I have a program, da da da," but you're educating them, you're showing them the possibilities, but most importantly, you're showing them your framework and how you can help them. And you're giving them the information that they need in order for them to make that decision. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the series, but I wanted to share that with you. Like, look at your marketing right now. Is it priming people to make a buying decision with you? Or is it just marketing for the sake of marketing? And what I mean by that is, while it is important to have content out there to be seen, sometimes we focus so much on just having content that we don't look at our content in a way that allows us to make the sales that we want later. Right? And not every piece of content needs to lead someone to a sale, but for the most part, you're a business owner. If you spend any amount of time creating content, it needs to lead to something that's going to get people to make a decision with you. Is it a yes or a no? Right? And so you don't want to rely on your conversion event as a place to make that decision. Okay. We have two more. Mistake number four is you're not getting enough leads for your course. I can't stress this enough, how much you really need to focus on list building and getting more leads into your world. And no, I'm not talking about followers on social, which is great, right? People buy on social, but I'm really talking about the people who are eventually going to connect with you further beyond social and make a decision with you, right? And so you need to get enough leads for your program. Every week, every day, you should be getting people onto your list. That's one of the reasons why I love paid ads because it allows you to get leads into your world a lot quicker. I will say, though, again, it goes back to your messaging and having a right strategy. Once you have that in place, it does become easier for that. That way, your ads are really speaking to the people and you're targeting the right folks for your work. But I want to say, even if you don't do paid ads and it's all organic, I mean, I have clients who only use Reels to grow their business and get leads, but they are very strategic and they're constantly asking their leads or their audience to make a decision so that they can actually become leads, right? To join their list. And so your job should be focusing on lead generation. And what I find is that a lot of people don't have a lead generation process. It's just I'm creating content and people are finding me and I'm talking about something, I'm giving them something for free and they'll join. But there's not an actual process that says that gives them a step by step to say, okay, if I do these particular actions, I'm going to focus on getting as many leads as I can onto my email list. Okay. All right. Again, we'll talk about that in the series even further. And number five, you don't have enough data or you're not making database decisions to help you get better results. This is important. Like, this is why my clients hire me because I basically teach them when we do a VIP day, most of my clients who come to work with me via VIP day usually have an offer already. They have a built-in audience, they have all these things in place. And what I do is I look at the data. I don't create strategy just from, and I could create strategy just from what they say they want and the result they want, and it works. But what I like to do is I like to use data if you have it because it tells me something about your audience. It tells me what's missing, any gaps that we need to fill, and most importantly, it tells me how to navigate the next launch, the next funnel, etc. Like you can make better decisions, you can change your marketing actions and your automations a lot better in a way that's going to work in your favor if you have the right data. And it goes back to mistake number two. If you haven't launched a program, you don't have data. The beautiful thing, like I said, about launching is that it gives you data. And so you want to be able to utilize the data that you have to make those decisions. So for example, like I said, shared earlier, 1,000 people visit your sales page a week, only one sale. That tells you something's wrong with your sales page, right? It's not like rocket science, but it tells you that something's missing on your sales page, whether it's too much copy, you don't have the buttons in the right place, you don't have enough testimonials or any at all, you don't have a place for people to reach out to you, right? I had a client where we made two tweaks to her sales pages, to her sales page for her offer. And it was, we added a chat service, it was a video ask to her sales page, because what happened was a lot of people had questions, but they didn't want to email, or they couldn't find the email piece because it was really small at the bottom of the sales page. And so when the video ask came up, it gave them like questions and had videos. So they saw her face. And so that actually increased her conversions. And the second thing, believe it or not, is her call to action buttons were too clever. They weren't just saying buy now or enroll now. They were like, yeah, girl, I'm in. And it was like people weren't really clicking on that, and it wasn't telling them what to do. We made those two changes, and the increase in her sales, it was insane, right? And so sometimes we think we might have to revamp the whole thing. We got to scrap the whole thing. But really, it's just maybe a few tweaks that you need to make, right? And so I want you to look at your actual data, how many leads you're getting, the people that are, you know, connecting and engaging with your work, and look at the conversions and make your decisions from there. So here is your homework, because I want to wrap this episode up with some homework. I want you to do a few things. I want you to pull all the data that you have about your course, right? And that's from start to finish, right? Look at all the content that you created when you were launching your program. What was the engagement there? How many people opted into your list? If you had a webinar, how many people sat through the webinar? How many people watched the replay? If you had emails, obviously, I hope you did. How many people opened and clicked and engaged? Like, I want you to pull up all of your data, because you're going to use that next week. And then I want you to sit down and look at your overall data and look at like what's working and what's not working. Put it in two columns: what worked for your last launch or your current funnel, if you have one, and what is not working. And don't just say, I'm not making money, or I'm not making sales. Or I'm not getting enough. I want you to really look at the numbers, right? Like, I sent this email and it was a personal story that actually converted more, right? Are my people more into personal stories? Or I did this teachable thing and that worked. Okay, great. You know what I mean? Like, so you want to look at the data, and then we will dive in deeper next week, in our first episode, around how to use what you've discovered. Okay. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Before we sign off though, I'm really excited about this Get Paid series. So, I want to ask you to do me a big favor. Okay. I'd love to reach more people like you who are listening to this podcast to help them get clients and get paid consistently with their courses and programs. So I'd love for you to spread the word for the series. If you want to take a screenshot of this episode or the future episodes throughout the Get Paid series, feel free to do that and share on social through your stories. I would really appreciate it. And you can tag me on Instagram. I'm at fabiola.giordani. And my Facebook page, I believe, is facebook.com/coachfabiolaGiordani. I'll put them in the show notes for you, okay? For now, if you want to get started with just making some changes, I have a great resource that you can tap into right now. It's called 5X Your Sales, Your Core Sales in 5 Easy Steps. And it's a complete free guide that walks you through the 5 steps you can take in order for you to start making sales consistently with your course. So you can actually download that at www.fabiolaGiordani.co/5X. Again, that will be in the show notes. You can get instant access to it, okay? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I appreciate you rocking with me, and I will see you next time. Bye, gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Before you head out, I had a quick question for you. Are you ready to get the exact steps to get clients and get paid consistently with your online course or group program? If so, then I have a great free resource for you. I've created this cheat sheet that's going to help you 5X your sales for your course or group program. And inside that cheat sheet, I'm going to walk you through the exact 5 steps, simple steps that you need to take right now in order for you to start seeing sales every single day with your course or program. And if you're interested in downloading it, all you have to do is go to www.fabiolaGiordani.co/5X. Again, that's fabiolaGiordani.co/5X. The link will actually be in the show notes as well if you want to go download it. But go there now and get your guide so that you can start increasing your sales. So if you're ready to 5X those sales for your course or group programs and you want to start making money every day, now is the time. So again, FabiolaGiordani.co/5X. I'll see you there. Bye, gorgeous.